All right. Well, I want to continue the discussion from Thursday about the Rashi in Shabbos about burning Truma Tameya. Even though it doesn't mamish directly, it's certainly not rooted in Asugya, but I think it's but it does touch on Asugya in a few ways. So, and I think there's some interesting things going on. So let's start with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Rav said, "Kishem shemitzvah lisrev kachim shenitmu kach mitzvah lisrev truma shenitmu." That there's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachim sulim, kachim tameim, kachim sulim. There's a mitzvah, and that's a pasuk. Beish tisarav, bakaydish beish tisarav. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. One of the Tayag mitzvahs. Mitzvah in the Ram, I think it's mitzvah tzadi. And the mitzvah tzadik aleph is to be sarif nisa. Besides, Ram counted as two separate mitzvahs. Let's talk about that later in a minute. But Rakapanim is a mitzvah to burn kachim tmeim and kachim sulim in general. So Rav says the same thing by truma tmeim. This is a mitzvah to burn truma tmeim. Then Rav goes on and says that nonetheless, b'shas hesek, you're allowed to be nana from it. Shalchot he lasik etachas tavshulchum. So it's not mavur in Rav, it's not mavur b'feirish in the Gemara. How does he know that there's a mitzvah? I mean, he says kashem, but he doesn't bring a hekesh, he doesn't bring a pasuk, he doesn't bring a gzer shavu. So who says that just like you have to burn kachim tmeim, you have to burn truma tmeim? Rav doesn't spell it out. So it's two lashonis. We have it as two lashonis in Rashi. The first lashon in Rashi is, the Ikri Kaidish, since Truma is also called Kaidish, other psukim, Truma is called Kaidish sometimes. So, Mimela, even though the Pasuk of Asher, Abbasar, Shigu, Bechal Kaidish, Bechal Tome, Bechalish, Beish Tisarif, is not talking about Truma, it's talking about Kachim. But since Truma is also called Kachim, so we're able to learn it out. That's the first Lashon Rashi. And the second Lashon Rashi is Mishum Takolo. Mishum takala. You have to burn it as the takala. Posh, you can't leave it around because somebody's gonna eat it, then they're gonna or be soft with it, then they'll be over in the Easter of Truma Tmeo. So therefore you have to burn it. Taisus only quotes the Lishna Basra of Rashi, doesn't quote the Lishna Kama. Apparently Taisus didn't have the Lishna Kama Rashi, only had the Lishna Basra. Taisus says that Rashi Lishitosoi, that you're allowed to give Truma Tmeo to a behemoth. He says Lav Dafka Srefa. If it was learned that from Kachim, how can you give it to Behemoth? You can't give Kachim to Behemoth. You have to burn it. Rashi Lishitosa, it's only Mishum Takala. Taisus asks in Rashi that it's against the Mishnah Tumur. The Mishnah Tumur says that Truma Tumay is Menan Nisrofim, and Nisrofim Lo Yikovu. That Truma Tumay, you have to dafka burn and you can't bury it. So you see that it's not, if it was Stam Mishum Takala, then why couldn't you bury it? Every Yisrael knows there's a Takala. Lots of Yisrael know you're allowed to bury. Basar b'cholov, you're allowed to bury. Shor niskal, you're allowed to bury. So Yisrael know ordinarily, unless the Torah says otherwise, you bury them. So if it's only mishum takola and it's not a special limud from kachim, he asks Taisus. So why would it be dafka mina nisrofim? Therefore, Taisus prefers what we have is the lishna kama of Rashi. Taisus just says it on their own that it's because it's ikri kaidish. Taisus has two sonim. If that's a dinder aisa, dinder abonim, but akoponim, it's because it's ikri kaidish. So that's a problem for Rashi. How can Rashi say that it's Mishum Takolo? How can Rashi say Truma Tmei has to be burned Mishum Takolo? If it's Mishum Takolo, then why would it require Dafka Srefa? What would be wrong with burning it, with burying it? Then another question. Rashi holds that Rashi in Daf Mem Vov and Rashi in Beit Zichov Zayin, that you're allowed to give Truma Tmeya to a behemoth. And I just mentioned, Taisa says, Rashi Lishitosa, that it's not really learned out from Kachim, it's only a din takola. So for the takola, you can give it to a behemoth too. So Rashi has a problem. If you can give Truma Tmeya to a behemoth, so how come the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Amem Madlikin and the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Vav talk about Chala, an Isa, that's Tmeya, and you want to be mafresh it as Chala. And the Mishnah says, so the Mishnah in Shabbos says that it's muktzah because there's really nothing you could do with it. And the Mishnah in Daf Mem Vav says that if it's Pesach, then it's a problem. What exactly are you supposed to do with it? Because it's going to become chametz. You can't bake it because not a chal nefesh. And if you don't bake it, it's going to become chametz. So what are you supposed to do exactly? So we might have different etzes, tatal b'tzaynon, or maybe there is no bayir by matzah and such a, or maybe you shouldn't be kairei shame till after you finish baking it. Different etzes among the tanoim, but they all agree there's a problem over here that what he's supposed to do with this iso. Factor Rashi, what's the problem? Give it to a behema. Give it to the behema of a kayin, the kelev of a kayin. Kelev will eat anything, he'll eat a iso too. So what's the whole problem? Lefitais is not a problem. Lefitais is not a kasha. You're not allowed to give truma tamei to a behema. It has to be b'sreifa. The Torah said it has to be dafka b'sreifa. That's the limud from kachim. Ba'ish tisar, if you need to have sreifa. So that's it. You have to have sreifa, and sreifa you can't do. So that's the problem that the Mishnah is grappling with. But the Firashi, you give it to a behema. So what's b'chal the problem? So Rashi says, and that involves the kitzin nimratz, and Rashi and Beit Zichov Zayin, Barichus Gdolo, that the Torah, the Torah considers beer, Truma Tmeyim in the Olam, Truma Tmeyim as the Misbarim in the Olam, that's the Misbarim in the Olam, and the Torah considers that beer, and the Torah considers that beer in the Olam to be a Melocha, and Rachmana Achshava Labarosa Melocha, and if we're not able to do an Yom Tov because it says Ba'ish Tisarif, Kilo, somehow it's Mufka from being Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is not a Melocha. That's what I mentioned in the Ramban HaTorah last week. Eichel Nefesh, the Ramban in Chumash says Eichel Nefesh, that's Tam, it is a Melocha, but there's a Heter of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is a different kind of Melocha. It's the Ramban says it's not a Melechas Avodah. In Yom Tov, the Torah only said called Melechas Avodah Lishasim. Melechas Avodah means a Melocha that's not an Eichel Nefesh Dika Melocha. Different kind of Melocha. Eichel Nefesh Dika Melocha is a different kind of Melocha. Says Rashi, the havara of kachin tmeim is the Torah considers it to be a malacha even on Yom Tov. It's called a malacha, ba'esh tisarf, it's called a malacha, and giving it to a kelev is also therefore a malacha because it's one din of beer, truma tmeim in ha'olam, and the Torah was machshiv that did that act of being mevar truma tmeim in ha'olam to be a malacha. So the Rashi needs a hesber from many different sides. Where does it say it? Where does it say that it's not a melecha sechel nefesh? Yeah, ba'esh tisarif. So if you light a fire, it's also every fire is ba'esh tisarif. But you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Like what's the limit over here? There's many aspects of this Rashi that require explanation. But Li'inyonenu, it says in this Rashi that the beer of Truma Tmeim in the Olam, regardless of whether you're burning it or whether you're giving it to a kelev, is somehow the Torah considers it to be an honorary melacha. And it goes under the heading of Be'esh Tisarif. It says by culture Be'esh Tisarif, and the Torah considers it to be a melacha be'etzim, even when you're doing, even no matter why you're doing it, even though you're being nana. It's very hard to hear if the din that Truma Tmeya is only Mishum Takola, if the beer of Truma Tmeya is only Mishum Takola, If it's only Mishum Takola, like Lishna Bas of Rashi, so where's the action of Malacha? It's not Mishum Takola, you have to burn it. Chari could bury it too. I mean, Tosias and Rashi, the Mishnah says, you can't bury it. Yeah, Zana Donim, why can't you bury it? But Akapanim, you're only doing it to be Meser et Takola. So being Meser et Takola is Rachman Achshav Malacha. Maybe if there's some kind of din, some kind of din biur, din sreifa. So here the Torah considers that to be a melacha somehow. Somehow, maybe we could understand. But if it's just Mishum Takola, where's the Rechman Achshav Melacha? And moreover, Rashi builds that on the Pasuk of Be'esh Tisarif. So Hagufa needs an explanation. What does it say in Be'esh Tisarif? But nonetheless, Rashi says this din, the Rechman Achshav Melacha, is somehow built on the platform that it says in Torah Be'esh Tisarif. And the Pasuk of Be'esh Tisarif is by Kodshim. And Truma Tmei, according to Lishna Basir Rashi, it's not really on Kutchim. It's just Mishum Takola. It's not learned out from Kutchim. So where's the Rechman Achshav Malach? Elamai, you'll say that Rashi, maybe Rashi in Beitza, and later on in Daphne Vav, maybe he's going to look like the Lishna Kama. That it's not Mishum Takola, that it's not learned out from Kutchim. But if it's learned that from Kosher, then how can you give it to a behema? Tosfos says that the whole Rashi about giving it to a behema is only like the Lishitosoi, that it's only Mishum Takolo. If it's learned that from Kotshim, then how can you give it to a behema? There's a din sreifa. By Kotshim, it says, Beishti Sar, there's a din sreifa. So Mimonoshuch, if Rashi Beitz is going like the Lishna Kama, then how can he say that he can give it to a behema? And if he's going like the Lishna Basra, then what's this din? So what is he mentioning in the Pasuk of Beishti Sar? It's nothing to do with Beishti Sar. It's Mishum Takol. Machal, what does he mean? Achshav Malacha? Where's the Achshav Malacha? I'm just getting rid of it. Mishum Takol. And for that matter, we could ask, if you ration Lishna Basra, that's Mishum Takolo, and that's why you could give it to a behemoth. So why can't you do that on Yom Tov? There's no Achshav Malacha L'chari L'fi Lishna Basra Rashi. So Taka do it on Yom Tov. So what's proud in the Mishnayas? That Chala Tameyas, I don't have a problem. Give it to a behemoth. In short, Rashi is Shver. No, that's the bottom line. Rashi is very Shver. So I was thinking like this. So I saw like this. And there's a lot to say over here, but I'm gonna go derech binyan, one step at a time. The Mishnah says in Temur, it lists all the Nisrafim and all the Nikbarim. The end of Temur. And the Mishnah says, Hanisrafim lo yikavru, v'hanikbarim lo yisrafim. Those you see and all that are besreifa, like Truma Temeim and Kodshim Temeim and Arla and Kilei Akerem. And Chometz also the Mishnah over there lists, because it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So those things that are b'sreif, it's dafka b'sreif, you can't bury them. And those things that are b'kfura, like Basa B'cholov and Shai Niskel and other Yisrael, and all, so those, you're not allowed to burn. So the Gemara does not explain why Hanisrofim lo yikavu. Rashi is an explanation, we'll see in a second. That Rashi, the Gemara doesn't address. But the Gemara does address, why is it that a Nikbarim lo yisarfu? Okay, Bosa B'cholav has to be, is Nikbarim. You don't have to burn it. But why can't I burn it if I want to? Like, L'chari, that's even better. If I could bury it, then it would be even better to burn it. It's a kilim in the olam. L'chari, you would think that the Nikbarim, if you serve them, it would be like a mahadrin. But the Mishnah says, no, those are the Nikbarim, you're not allowed to burn. So the Gemara explains that there's a downside to burning. Because when you burn, you have ashes left over. And the ashes ordinarily would still be also b'hanah. Because something that's also b'hanah, it remains also b'hanah even after it's burnt. That itself maybe needs a hezbollah, why that's true, but that's true. That's Gemara and Kol Shah. Something that's also b'hanah is also, even the ashes that remain after you burn it, they're also b'hanah. Shail, what's the pshat? Is the pshat is because the ashes themselves are also b'hanah, or is the pshat because I'm, by being nene from the ashes, I am somehow being nene from the original thing, the original pre? Ish lo d'madover, but it's not our sugya. But that's for sure a given. Yisuri anah, the ashes are also awesome. So if I burn Yisuri anah, I haven't really helped. I haven't really done anything positive. I just now I have ashes, but the ashes are also awesome b'hanah. And in a way it's worse, because the ashes are indistinguishable from other ashes. So that's not a good idea. It's better to bury it. And if you bury it, hopefully nobody will dig it up. And so that's better. So how can you burn the Nisrafim? So the Gemara says, because Nisrafim, the ashes are mutter. Those, you say, I know, what the Torah says he's supposed to burn, then when you burn them, the ashes taka become mutter. Taisis is masbir, this is not my first Gemara. Taisis says it's because it's like a nasim mitzvosai. The Gemara is the concept of nasim mitzvosai by me'ilah. That once the mitzvah is done, there's no isur me'ilah. Taisis either extends the idea or he borrows the language. And he says that we only say, there's such a concept. If it's in Israel, like Arlo, let's say, the Torah says he's supposed to burn it, Tukadesh. He's supposed to burn it. So once you burn it, you did what the Torah said. So it's built into the doing what the Torah said, that once you did what the Torah said, Israel is Baka. So that's your side, that by Nisrofim, once you burn it, it's Nasim, it's Vasoi. So therefore, you're allowed to burn it, and you're allowed to burn it. Nikbarim, it's not going to help to burn it. Because the product of the burning is, it's not going to help. It's going to be vital also. So therefore, you have to bury them. Maybe I'll mention now, just to know, this Rav Chaim has a yesod. It's a yesod that's useful a lot in Pesachim. Rav Chaim has a yesod that this concept that burning takes off the Isra Na is only true if the burning is because of the Isra Na. If the reason why the Torah said you're supposed to burn it is because of the Isra Na, then the burning takes off the Isra Na. But Lo Yitzu, the Torah said you have to burn it for some other reason that has nothing to do with the Isra Na. So then the burning would not take off the Isra Na. Because the burning, there's no Nasim Mitzvah. So if the Torah said that we're supposed to do with this Isra Na is to burn it, so it's built into what the Torah said that the burning takes off the Isra Na. Because otherwise it makes no sense the Torah said to burn it. And it's Nasim Mitzvah. But if the burning is totally extraneous to the Isra Na, it's for some other reason entirely, then it doesn't affect the Isra Na, and the Isra Na would then continue to the ashes like any other Isra Na. It's negated to the end of Sreifa by Tashbisu. The Mishnah says that the Sreif of Tashbisu also takes off. The Mishnah includes Chometz by the Nisrafim. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Chometz is included in the Nisrafim, and it includes it, therefore, in and it includes L'chara in this concept of Anisrafim Lo Yikavru. Like, don't bury it, that it's not a good idea. I'm sorry. The Mishnah includes Chometz in the Nisrafim, and the Mishnah says that the Nisrafim, the Efer, is Mutter. I think the Mishnah itself says the Nisrafim, the Efer, is Mutter. No, it's not a lashon of the mitzvah. It's lashon umar. And it's shofim art afan mutter. But the chayit means it includes chametz bepesach also. So it's negay to the shayla. Is the shreif of chametz? Is the shreif as chametz because of bal rabbi imotzei, or is the shreif of chametz because of the Israel Oshabai? From the fact, if the shreif of chametz would be as bal rabbi imotzei, if Chaim wants to say, then it won't be matter the ashes. If the Shreif is Chometz is because of the Isra Nosha, by then the ashes would become mutter to the Shreif. And it's not so much Negatos right now. It'll be Negatos later on when we talk about the Tashbisu and Efer Chometz. Anyway, it's just a store away. It might even be Negatos today too. But anyway, that's what Chaim just said. Fine. So anyway, where was I? So the Mishnah said two halachas: Hanisrafim lo yikavru vanigbarim lo yisarfu. So the Gemara explains why hanigbarim lo yisarfu, because burning it is no good, because you're just going to be left with ashes that are also aser. But what about the other half of the Mishnah? Hanisrafim lo yikavru. Those things that Torah said b'sreifa you shouldn't bury. So what's put out on that? That thing where it doesn't spell out. So Rabbi Kveger wants to say, yes, it is a kashan Rashi. We'll see in a second why. But Rabbi Kveger says, it's poshut. The Gemara doesn't have to explain it. Of course, hanisrafim lo yikavru, because the Torah said you're supposed to burn them. Those things that the Torah said you're supposed to burn are lekili akerim, chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda. If the Torah said you're supposed to burn it, then you're supposed to do what the Torah said you're supposed to do. And if you don't do what the Torah said you're supposed to do, and you bury it instead, then you're mevatel the mitzvah satayra. No further explanations should be needed. But Rashi, Kvego asks in Rashi why he needs this. Rashi is a hezma. Rashi says, "Anisrafim lo yikavru, dilma ashkech lehu inish. Maybe somebody will dig it up, and they'll be nichshel. So therefore, you have to burn it. Meaning, if you burn it, then the efer will be mutter, because we're talking about nisrafim. Nisrafim, the burning, it takes off the iser. So that's the best thing. You burn it, the efer becomes mutter. But if you're going to bury it, then we're afraid, and maybe it's not going to help. Dilma ashkech lehu inish." So you'll ask me, so why do you have the same concern by Basar B'chalub Dima Ashkech Lehu Inish? So the simple answer is that by Basar, we'll see maybe a better answer, but the simple answer is, yeah, maybe in a Chanami, but you have to weigh the risks. Basar B'chalub, if you're going to burn it, you're going to be left with ashes that are also. So that's not an option. So the best option is to bury it. Maybe somebody will dig it up. Yeah, maybe somebody will dig it up. That's true. What are you going to do? There's no better answer. I mean, you could take it to the Yam HaMelech, but I guess they weren't matriarchy to take it to the Yam HaMelech. So the Nikbarim, you bury because that's the best available option. But Nisrafim have a better available option. You could burn it and the Eif will be mutter. So therefore, Nisrafim lo yikavru. That's what it says in Rashi in Tumur. Yeah.
Would we say the same shtickle by Nikbarim, that when they're buried, then the Yisra'ana is removed? But
No, because the Torah didn't say to bury them. The Torah didn't say to bury it. The kfur is not a mitzvah Torah. It doesn't say anyone to bury basar b'chalav. Rabbanan said get rid of it, so you bury it. Yeah, so that's a shver Rashi. B'emes a Rashi shver. Can I ask the Rashi? What does Rashi need it for? Hanisrofim lo yikavu valentayr state, because it says in Torah they're supposed to burn it. What does Rashi need to be the hezber? Hanisrofim lo yikavu because dilma askech luinish. So I was thinking like this: if we step back for a second and we look at all the problems that we have. First of all, we have a Rashi that says that the reason why you have to burn truma tameya, Rashi in the Mishnah Basra and Shabbos, is because of takala. So the problem is takala, so that it's not learned out from kachshim tameim. If it's not learned out from kachshim tameim, so then why is Rachman Achshavei Lavaros and Melocha, and why can't you bury it? I mean, maybe that's right. We had those. If it's not learned out from kachshim tameim, if it's only mishum takala, so what's this Rachman Achshavei Lavaros and Melocha that Rashi is talking about in Beitza? That's something you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv. Can't give it to a kelev on Yomtiv because the Torah considers that to be a ma'isa havara. What ma'isa havara? It's mishum takala. And so why isn't this Rafim? Why Dafka Sreifa? If it's only Mishum Takola, so it's just a Svar Mishum Takola, so why is it any different than Bosa Becholov or Shar Niskel? So just bury it. Make a taste that it has anything to do with Sreifa. And we can add, why is the Eifer Mutter? The Mishnah says the Eifer is Mutter by Nisrafim. And Truma Tmei is from the Nisrafim. The Eifer is Mutter. Why is the Eifer Mutter? It's just Mishum Takola, but Etzim should be able to bury it. All these problems. And then we add that to the Rashi, the Shver Rashi in the Mishnah in Temur, who says, that hanisrofim lo yikavru, because somebody might dig it up and be nichshol. Like a takola. Hanisrofim lo yikavru because of a takola. The Torah says you have to burn it. Like Rabbi Kregis says, what do you need a further explanation? The Torah says that you have to burn it. So I was thinking that maybe Rashi holds that all those things that the Torah says that you have to burn, orla, kiliakerim, and so on, the reason why the Torah said you have to burn them. I think I said this last week. How much of this did I? Maybe this part I said last week. I don't know. Doesn't matter because I have more to say today. The reason why you have to burn it. The Geder Hadover, why the Torah said that you have to burn Orla and Kiliakarim, is not the Torah wants you to do a Maisis Reifa. Like, a mitzvah Torah to do a Maisis Reifa. Not Mestaba. Orla and Kiliakarim is Yisuri, I know. There's some kind of religious ritual that you have to do of Sreifa, that Mestaba. It was Mestaba to Rashi that when the Torah said, even if it's a mitzvah sesed to burn Orla, it has a din that you burn it. Rabbi Chaim Moses says, maybe there's no din, no, there's no hurry, there's no particular din. When you get rid of it, you have to, its din is that you get rid of it by burning it. But there's not necessarily even a mitzvah sesed, it's not like Tashbisu where there's a certain zman when you have to get rid of it by with a deadline. Rav Chaim Moser, I think, writes something that Orlin, all these nisrofim, there's no deadline. There's no particular mitzvah that you have to burn it. When you do get rid of it, the din is to get rid of it through Sreifa. So I want to say that Rashi, I want to suggest that Rashi understood, Rashi held that the pshat in the nisrofim is that the Torah said that you have to burn them. I don't even need Rav Chaim Moser for this. The Torah said that you have to burn them, not because the Torah wants you to have the religious ritual of burning. The Torah said you have to burn them because the Torah was makbid, was machmir in their chashash takolo, that it should be, they should be misbarim in oilam. If you bury something, it's not mevurim in oilam. Even if they're on the Yam HaMelech, it's not mevurim in oilam right away. It takes time. Somebody could fish it out. And so some Yisriyano, the Torah didn't say, so good enough. But by Nisrofim, the Torah was machmir in their chashash takola. And the Torah said, don't take any chances. Right? Like I always quote Mark Twain, when they sent him a telegram that his mother-in-law died, what should they do? So he said, embalm, bury, and cremate. Don't take any chances. So here the Torah said, it's not enough to bury it. You have to cremate it first. Don't take any chances. Dilma ashkech l'inish. The Rashi about Dilma Ashkech Luinish, it's not a Derabonon. Rashi's telling me the time of the call, the Gedder Adobah. Why does the Torah say that Nisraf, why the Torah say, Le'inyin, what did the Torah say that Orla, that Orla is Besreifa? And here I could end of Chaim Moser. It's not like you have to, some deadline. You could, Admei of Esrim, you could leave the Orla around and not bury it. And that, there's no deadline when you have to burn it by, and it's not a religious ritual, the burning. The Torah said you have to burn it because the Torah was Machmin the Shash Takolo. The Torah said it's a takola, maybe there is a deadline, but the Torah said the Torah is machmir the shashtakala. The Torah said you have to burn Orla because it needs to have mizbeach, because the Torah was afraid Dilma Ashka Chaluinish. And therefore the Torah said the only Eitzah is, the only guaranteed Eitzah is to burn it. Built into that is also a gili that the ashes will be mutter, because if the ashes wouldn't be mutter, then you wouldn't be helping so much, you know. You wouldn't be making things better. So it must be the Torah is also megal, the ashes are mutter. But the Torah is also saying, when the Torah says to burn it, the Torah is saying burn it and don't bury it. And vos shlech hobi so terrible if you buried it. Dilma ashkechul inish. It's not a derabon and dikachshash. And Rabbi Kreger asked, what do you need it for? The Torah said to burn it. The answer is Rashi's explaining why the Torah said to burn it. It's not a, the Torah said to burn it because the Torah is afraid. Dilma ashkechul inish. If that's, so that's number one. I want to say pshat in the Rashi in the Mishnah Tmur, and it's strofim lo yikovel, dilma ashkechul inish, that Rashi doesn't mean it's a chshash drabana. By Basu B'chol, we don't have that chshash. And this, by the way, is a terrace of what I asked a minute ago. How can Rashi say dilma ashkechul inish? Rashi said, and it's strofim lo yikovel, because maybe someone is going to dig it up. And how can by Basu B'chol be not afraid of that? So before I said that by Basu B'chol you are afraid of it, but you don't have a better Eitzah, because if you burn it, the ashes is going to be also. So what are you going to do? So you have to do this next, the second best kind of beer, which is to bury it. But Nisrofim, you have an option. You could do the Cadillac version. You could burn it and get, and the ashes will be mutter. So then we don't want you to bury it, because after there's still a chash dilma ashkechul inish. But now I think you could say better teretz. By Basu B'chol, the Torah didn't say that you have to burn it. So the Torah wasn't so machmir in the chash dakala. So midrabanan, they said to bury it is enough. But by Nisrofim, that's good for what the Torah said. The Torah said that by these Yisuri Anod, they're more chomer, and the Torah is afraid even of the slight possibility of Dilma Ashkechul Inish, and the Torah therefore was machmer that you have to burn it. I think it's Korvel Apshat and Rashi in Tmur. And Nisrofim Lo Yikovel, the Pshat and Torah is why you have to have Sreif and Akvur, is because Dilma Ashkechul Inish, and that's the Gzeres HaKosov. That by these particular Yisur, I know the Torah was machmir in the chash of Dilma Ashkechul Inish, and therefore the Torah said that you have to burn them. And when you burn them, you're okay, because the Ashkechul Inish is mutter.
Rabbi, what's the Gzeres HaKosov? Meaning, where is it?
Well, all the Nisrofim, it says somewhere they need to be burnt. At Tumat Tmei will be that. We have to figure out Tumat Tmei, but the other Nisrofim say Beferish. Or look, Kilei Kerem, Torah says Beferish. Tukdash, Gemara's Adosh, Tukadesh. There's a gili ko, all in the Sofim, there's a gili ko that they have to have Shreifa. But the pshat in the gili ko is that the Torah is not that stam that you have to have Shreifa for no reason. The Torah said you have to have Shreifa because the Torah is machmir in the shashtakol. Mela. And we'll have to say, The Mishnah also lists among the Nisrofim, the Mishnah also lists Kodshim Tmeim. They're also included in this. And maybe we'll say that they're also, the reason why the Torah said you have to burn them is because of Chashta Kala. Otherwise, you could be covered them. With Chashta Kala, the Torah said you have to burn them. So, Mimela, if that's true, so then even the Nisrofim that the Torah says you have to burn, Be'etzem, it will be just as good to be Michael to a behemoth. If the stin strafe of Orlin, Kiliakarim, and etc., was some kind of Gzeres HaKosov, so it's whatever it is, you can't extrapolate anymore. But if we're saying, no, the strafe of Orlin is not a religious ritual, it's a kpeda in the Torah in the Chash Takola, Dilma Ashkechul Inish. And the Torah says, therefore, you have to burn it because it has to be Mizbaim and Ilam. So then it would follow that L'chayra, you could accomplish the exact same thing by being Mevarit Min HaOlam in some other way, by giving it to a behemoth. And maybe L'charami, except that it's not so poshut. L'maisa, practically speaking, it's not so poshut, because they're also B'hanah. If you give it to a behemoth, you're being Nena. If it's your behemoth, you're being Nena. But let's say you had a behemoth that didn't belong to you. So maybe in a chenami, maybe you could give all the killer kerem to some wild animal from which you have no hanor from giving it to them. In a chenami, I mean, it's hard to set it up because if you're just going to put it out in the forest, who says an animal is going to come and take it? And if it's an animal that's tachas yedachur, then you chayv him as a noisov. And if you chayv him as a noisov, then you can't be nena from it. So lemaisa, it's not such a practical etzah. But on a theoretical level, if you could vaporize this the oil in the Kilei Kerem not through burning, but in some other way. So I think Enechanami, Lefi Rashi, they'll be just as good. And Emes, it follows from Rashi. Rashi says, Anisrofim lo yikavru. So Rabbi Craig says, because Exeris HaKosov. But Rashi says, Dilma Ashkechlu Inish. So that's only to bury it. But if you give it to Behemoth, there's no Dilma Ashkechlu Inish. So would Haka be mutter? Except again, you have to, practically speaking, it's hardly ever going to be Negev. But at least in theory, you could give it to Behemoth. And Echanami, I think that follows from the Rashi. Anisrofim lo yikavru. You can't bury them. Dilma Ashkechlu Inish. But to give it to Behemoth, you could. And it's not a steer to the Xeris HaKosov, because the gedder of the Xeris HaKosov that the Torah said, Tukad Eish, that you have to burn oil and kill Yakarim, the gedder is because the Torah is makbid in the Chashta Kola. So you have to give it to a Behemoth, it's just as good. If that's the case, so we could say that maybe Rashi in Shabbos, when he said in the Lishna Basra, when he says that Truma Temeya, you have to burn Mishum Chashta Kola, Rashi doesn't mean it's a din derabbanan. If it was just a chash takolam derabbanan, so why would you have to burn it? Why can't you bury it? Because basa b'chol is also chash takolam, but you bury it. Shara niskel is also chash takolam, but you bury it. The only things you have to burn are things the Torah says you have to burn. So and that is mishum taksatol dil maskechul inish gomer. But a kapana, just if the rabbanan just thought that truma tamei has a takolam attached to it, so bury it. You have to burn it, but Rav says you have to burn it. So how can Rashi say that it's Mishum Takola? So maybe we could say that Rashi, when Rashi is Mishum Takola, he doesn't mean that it's not learned out from Kachim Tmeya. It's still learned out from Kachim Tmeya. Rashi is saying, again, the Hadover, what's the limit from Kachim Tmeya? But we learn out from, after all, it's not Kachim Tmeya. It's not Kachim Tmeya. And that is chomer is kachim tmeim. Kachim tmeim, if you eat it, you're ever alive. And truma tmeim, if you eat it, you're only ever in a say. And b'chal, exerts a kosov of eishti sorof, was only said by kachim, wasn't said by truma. So Rashi tells me, it's a gedder adover. The gedder adover is, mitzad d'chash takolo, we learn it out from kachim tmeim. There's a weak point over here. And I'm going to come around later and maybe say a little bit differently. But I want to go derech binyan. But for the time being, I want to say that when Rashi says Mishum Takola, he doesn't mean that it's not learned out from Kachim Tmeya. It's better, because you can really ask me, what do you mean? But the Mashmois and Rashi, not the way. Rashi says it's because it's Ikri Kodesh, that's the Lishna Kama. And then he says, Va'oid asta Mishum Takola. Like Rashi, and I think that was the Lashna Rashi. He says, the Damila Kodesh, Va'oid Mishum Takola. So the Va'oid is Mashmois, it's a different story. It's not Mishum Damila Kodesh. I want to say it's still going with Damila Kodesh. Yeah, Nechanami, that's an objection. We saw already that Tosis didn't seem to have that Gerson Rashi. Tosis only had the Gerson Rashi Mishum Takal. He didn't have the Dami L'Kodesh. So then it's easier. Maybe it is learned out from Kodesh, but Rashi's explaining the Lima from Kodesh. It's really not the same as Kodesh because, and I'm going to elaborate this in a second, maybe make it better. But meanwhile, again, I'm going step at a time. Sometimes the first step, maybe there's some objections, but they'll get taken care of later. But for the time being, when Rashi says that it's Mishum Takola, it doesn't mean that it's not learned out from Kodesh. It's learned out from Kodesh. But what's learned out from Kodesh is that you have to burn it and not bury it, Mishum Chash Takola. But it's a lima, it's a din deraisa that you have to burn it, Mishum Chash Takola. And if it's a din deraisa, then you can't bury it. Because that's the Rashi in Temura, that on Nisrofim lo yikavru, dil ma'ashkechul inish, meaning the Torah was makbid in the chashta kol of the Nisrofim, that you should dafka burn it, because the Torah was machmir in the small percentage possibility, in the small possibility that maybe dil ma'ashkechul inish. By both of the Chalot, Torah wasn't makbid in such a thing. But those things where the Torah prescribes Shreifa, that means the Torah was afraid of the takola. So Rashi is explaining that by Truma Tmeya also, Truma Tmeya belongs to the things that the Torah is machmir in the Chashta Kolo, and the Torah said that they have to be burned and not buried. And that's what Rashi means, Mishum Chashta Kolo. That's why it has to be burned, meaning why burned and not buried? Because Mishum Chashta Kolo, what's the Takolo? Do Ma'askechul Inish. And Mechatez that we have such a concern, by Bosa B'chol, we don't have such a concern. So I have to say, because we learned it out from Kachim. Truma Tmeya is learned out from Kachim, and by Kachim, the Torah wasn't machmir in the Chashta Kolo. So who didn't by Truma Tmeya? Therefore, Rashi holds that since B'Yisayit HaDover, even though it's Exeris HaKosov, it's learned that from Kachim, but since B'Yisayit HaDover, it's Mishum Chash Takola, so Mele Rashi holds that you give it to a behemoth, it's the same thing. Because the Torah says that Truma Tmeya needs Shreifa, but not because you need the religious ritual of the Sreifa. The Torah said you need to have Sreifa because the Torah is machmer in the chash takolo that you have to have Sreifa, not kvur dil ma'ashkechul inish. But if it could be mevarit min ha'olam in some other way, then the inyan Sreifa is truma tamei, that's also called Sreifa. The giver to behem is also called Sreifa. Not because it's really a Sreifa. There's a famous Rashash that giving to the animal, it's because it gets digested. What's the word? Metabolized. That's not the Rashash's word, but so it's like a Sreifa. A chemist would say that that's true, but that's, I don't think that's beside Rashi. Rashi in Beitzah distresses that the reason why I can give it to Kelev is because of Mizbayim and Ha'ilam. Giving it to Kelev is just as good as Sreifa. Not because of some kind of oxygen process. The reason why it's considered to be Sreifa is because of Mizbayim and Ha'ilam. So what is Mizbayim and Ha'ilam? But the Torah says Sreifa. The answer is the Torah says Sreifa, not because the Torah wants the ritual of Sreifa. The Torah says Sreifa Betruma Tumeya, like Rashi says, Mishum Takola, because the Torah is Machmer in the Shash Takola. If the reason why you need Sreifa is because the Torah is Machmer in the Shash Takola, then Sreifa doesn't have to be literally Sreifa. It has to be a Birum in Ha'ilam. So giving to a Kelev is also like that, is also included. And that's the Rashi in Beitzah. But it's exactly a kosov. It's learned that from kotshim, and therefore Rashi says, "Rachmana ashvei malocha d'chsev beishti sarf." That'll bring it around full circle. That the Rashi in Beitzu says that Rashi in Beitzu says you can give it to a behemah. So Taisa says that's like the Rashi that's mishum takola. If it was standing there as a kosov, you couldn't give it to a behemah. It must be he's going mishum takola. But if it's mishum takola and it's not learned that from kotshim, if it's not learned that from kotshim, so how can Rashi say that Rachmana ashvei malocha d'chsev b'kodesh beishti sarf? That was part of our set of problems. The answer is no. Mishum takola doesn't mean it's not learned out from kotshim. That's what's learned out from kotshim. What's learned out from kotshim is that you have to have. What's learned out from kotshim is the chash takola. It has the chaymer of kotshim leading the chash takola. The Torah requires that not that merely that you bury it. Maybe do maskechul inish. The Torah requires it to be a bir min ha'olam, and that's the limud from kotshim. And memela the bir min ha'olam is a special. Is exactly a kosov that you have to be mevarit min ha'olam, and it's learned out from kotshim. So rachmana achshav el malacha d'chsev beishti sarf. Again, whatever that means exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Within this mehalach, so what is the connection of truma to kotshim? And if we're not saying that it's dami l'kotshim and that it's a new separate idea,
I think at this right now we're going to have to go the way we're saying now. I'm going to go derech binyan because. I have two more stages to go. We're not going to do it today, but I want to get this mahalach down. And we should also see what the weakness, what you're pointing at is a problem, is the weakness in the mahalach. And maybe there's going to be maybe further developments. But for the time being, this is still, can't skip this stage. This is still, this is stage number one. What you're asking is, if it's only Mishum Takola, so where does it say that the Torah is Machmer in the Takola of Truma Tumeya? Maybe the Torah wasn't. So what I said before is that it's still going with the Ikri Kodesh. That the Rashi and Lashon HaBasra is still going because it's Damiel HaKodesh. What's the Lashon HaBasra? The Damiel HaKodesh V'Oid Mishum Takola. The V'Oid Mishum Takola, first of all, Tais didn't have the gifts of Damiel HaKodesh V'Oid. Rashi just had the gifts of Mishum Takola. So you could say it's learned out from Kotshim Tmeim, that it has the Chayim of Kotshim Tmeim. But the Gabi was the Gabi Takola. And this we're going to add to in a second. But even if you have it, the Oid Mishum Takola, you can say the Oid Mishum Takola is a further elaboration. It's not a, that I'm not going anymore Dami L'Kodesh. First of all, it's Dami L'Kodesh. And the Oid is still going with Dami L'Kodesh, but he's explaining the reason why the Kepeda is on Sreifa is because of is Mishum Takola. It'll get better. I want to preface admit right now in the Lashon of Rashi it's a little bit problematic. It's not because it's Dami L'Kodesh, but in order to make this all work, it must be some kind of Xeris HaKosov, like you see in Rashi and Beitzel, that it goes into the Kodesh Beish Tisarif, and also was Dami Mishum Takolim Yisvar, then why can't it be Nikbar? Why is it different than Bosa B'Cholov? So you have to say no. Here the Torah is machmer and nachshash takola. It's not enough to be covered, like the Rashi and Tmur that on the srofim lo cover the Torah. When the Torah said sreifa, Craig says stam exeris akosum. Rashi, no, it's not stam exeris akosum. The Torah said on the srofim lo cover because dima ashke cholinish. But the Torah has to say it. Where did the Torah say it? By truma tmeil. It will have to be because it's dami l'kodesh. I Rashi l'chor is not mashmer. That's the problem. What about this? The lashon of Rashi is mashmer. We're not coming from kodesh. So that's maybe it's in the next step.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, just a quick question. So according to this mahalach that, right, So it's Dami Kodesh. So what is the halacha by Kodesh? Like by Kachim Tmeim, in the Beis HaMikdash, no Tzar Kachim Tmeim. Is it burned or can I also feed it to a dog?
Well, you can't feed a dog anyway because you can't give Kachim to a dog. That's Bizarre Kachim. So, so that's, I said, not always can you feed it to a dog. It's not an Eistel. But L'chore L'fi, what we're saying so far, they would follow it by Kachim Shenitmu. If you had some other way to be mevarat min ha'olam that was equivalent to Sreifa, giving it to a dog would not be, you couldn't do it. But if you had some other way to be mevarat min ha'olam, then that would be just as good. Because the Sreifa is not a ritual that you have to do. The Sreifa is just a way to give it to be mevarat min ha'olam because the Torah is machmer in the tshash takala shibah. But here we come to a problem. And that is that l'chayr the arayis that Sreifas kachim sulim is a religious ritual, meaning it's not only mishum takala. First of all, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis that Sreifa that Sreifas noiser is bayoyim and not balayla. It's a machlokes amoraim. Rav Yochanan L'chatchila said that Sreifas Noiser is Bayoim, meaning you can't burn it the night before. Even let's say you have some kavanas that they become their osir b'achilo. Let's say a shlomim. Shlomim is nechel shnei yomim v'layla echad. That means if you go to shlomim on Monday, so Tuesday evening, you can no longer eat it. But you can't burn it until Wednesday morning. So Rav Yochanan L'chatchila thought, fine, so you can't burn it until Wednesday morning. That's a din. It doesn't become, get a din sreifa until Wednesday morning. But once Wednesday morning arrives, you could then it is to burn it Wednesday morning, and if not Wednesday morning, then Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. There's no limitation. Rabbi Elazar says, no, even if you didn't burn it Wednesday, now it's Thursday, you can't burn it Wednesday night. It has to be nisraf by yom and not by laila. And the Gemara says the end of Yochanan was chayzer, and he came around to Rabbi Elazar. So that's the maskama. That kachim tmeim and nisrif by that noiser is only nisrif by yom and not by laila. So that is l'chayr raya gdoila, that sreifas kachim is not merely mishum shash takala. It's not just a way to get rid of the takala. Sreifas noiser is a din that you have to be sreif noiser. It's an avoda. I mean, maybe avoda is the wrong word. There's a chinuch even. The chinuch says it has to be done by kahanim. Shalehem lasas avoda. So you see there that Sreifas Noiser is a religious ritual. It's not Mishum Chash Takol. So there, that's a problem. That I could deal with, though, because the Rambam, the Rambam seems to hold, the Rambam in Perek Yates of Psuli HaMakdosh and Malacha Hay, that's limited to Sreifas Noiser. But other Kachim Psulim are Bayoyim and Balayla. That's connected probably to the Rambam and the Minyan HaMitzvahs that I mentioned before. They cancel them as two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah tzadi, is a lisreif boser kaidah shenitma, shenemar ha-boser shigi b'chol tome yilo yochol b'eish yisorev. And mitzvah tzadik alef is lisreif noiser, shenemar v'noiser b'sarev hazevach b'yoyim ha-shlishi. So the Rambam says the din of b'yoyim b'loy b'layla was only a sreif as noiser. But other kachim shenifsalu or shenitmu are b'yoyim and b'layla. Rav Shach over there in Perek Yates, Halacha Yepsulim Megdashim, was a whole arichus about that Ram. So Chiddush seems to be against the Teres Kainim or Sifreya. I forget already which. But Akapanim, that's the Shitas Ram. So that already, Yechelan Oleimar, for Rashi, that maybe, Seifas Noisir Takis, but Yoim Olei Balayla, that's a religious thing. But Seifas Shar Kotchim Sulim, maybe that's only like Seifas Olei Kilei Karim, that's only Mishum Takala. But we're not out of the woods, because there's also Gemara, in Psochim and Daf Chav Dalid and Daf Memtes is a din Bakodesh Ve'eshti Sarev that the Sreif of Kachim has to be done in the place where they were Nechal. So if it's Kachim Kachim that are only Nechal in Nazar, the Sreif has to be in the Azara. And if it's Kachim Kalim that are Nechal in all of B'chol Ha'ir, so the Sreif has to be in Yerushalayim and not outside of Yerushalayim. And that's Mavur in the Gemara and in Chav Dalet and in Rashi, also very explicitly, that that's not only by Noiser, that's by all Kachim Tmei. That's what all kachim tmei. Kachim tmei and kachim sulim. It's not limited to sad and noisy to get it. That's a general din. So that b'chor is also a raya gedola. And if you took it out of Yerushalayim, by the way, you have to go back. That's the Mishnah says it. Unless it was Ovet Seifim, it was Ovet Seifim, then you don't have to go back. But if it's Ovet, if it wasn't the Ovet Seifim, you do have to go back. Tosis asks, if it's in the Raisu, what's the difference? Ovet Seifim, not Ovet Seifim. The sugya over there in Daf Mem Tes. We don't have to get involved with that sugya, but Akabarim, that's a din mefurish. That Shreifas Kodshim has to be B'mokim Kodesh. Has to be, depending on the Kedusha of the carbon, it has to be B'mokim Kodesh. Chara, again, if it would just be Mishum, if it would just be Mishum Chash Takola, then how could there be dinner b'mokum kodesh? There you see, it's taka religious ritual. So that's the chara pirch and everything that I'm saying. So maybe you can say like this. And this is really the second stage of what I want to say. This is the third stage, will be tomorrow. But maybe you can say like this. I want to give the oil, well, first of all, we're running out of time. Also, I want to give the oil time to go over what we're saying today. Maybe say like this: that lo oilum shreifas kachim is taka religious ritual. It's bayam v'le b'layla, and it's bayam v'le b'layla, and it's b'mokum kodesh. It's a religious ritual, but it's also mishul shash takol. It's also to take off the isra'no. And I have two eyes to this. I don't know how we know that it's true. Like, I don't know where it says in Torah, but I want them to say that's how it is. Two rayas. Raya number one, they're not rayas gemurs, but raya number one. There's gemur chav gimel amud beis. At the end of the Amud, chav gimel amud beis. The gemur discusses, how do you know that basar b'cholov and shor haniskol, Torah is not to eat them, how do we know that they're also b'hano? So there's many different limud. But the gemur over there has from Reb Shimon Levi, he says, we learn it out, because it says by the Purim, that the dam was brought b'fnim, and now it has to be burned. So it says ba'esh tisarf. You have to burn it. It's like kachim psulim. You have to burn it. So the Gemara says, I don't really need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that because it already says by when Nadav and Abihu died. So it says over there v'hinei sarf. So I already know that a part that was huva doma has to be nisar. So it must be, so it's extra. So it must be Eino Inyan for Kachim Psulim. Tneu Inyan, the Choli Surim Shibatara. It's coming to tell me that other Isurim in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat, they have a Din Sreifa. The main Inyan is Rechilo. So, and if I don't need to tell me they're not allowed to eat them, because I already know you're not allowed to eat them. Like otherwise, like by definition, we're talking about things you're not allowed to eat. So Tneu Inyan, Lisrahano. It's a limud that they're also Bahano. And the Gemara says, okay, so then maybe they have to burn them, basar b'cholov and shor haniskol. Others, maybe you have to burn them. So the Gemara says, no, but kodesh b'eshesarf, he b'sreifu, then shor haniskol b'sreifu, b'sreifu, b'sreifu. So like this, in eino inyan, b'esh tisarf, to tell me that shor haniskol means unless the Torah specified the mutar b'ano. A lot of Yisurim, the Torah specifies the mutar b'ano. The Yisurim, the Torah didn't specify that the mutar b'ano are basar b'cholov and shor haniskol. It's told in the sugya of the Rabbi Bo and Cheskia. I don't want to get into this. This is the first sugya called Shah. It's not our sugya. But a component what's again to us is the Gemara wants to learn out from the fact that it says it in Sreifa by Kachim is an extra posuk. So we say, it's teaching me Isra Hano by Shari Surim. But not that you mamish have to burn them because we have a miyot. You don't have to mamish burn them, but it's teaching me the Isra Hano. If the din Sreifa they had by Kachim had nothing to do with the Isra Hano, it wasn't to be mafkir the Isra Hano, to get rid of the Isra Hano, then how would it be a limud? It's like you're going to make a limud from Nechanaka that, you know, main Indian to Nechanaka, Tneyun, Mishari, Sum, Shabbatar, that they're also Bahano. What does that do with Israel? It's mashma that the Shreifas Kachim is also an Israel, the Galacha. The fact that you have to burn them is connected to the fact that they're also Bahano. It's not only connected to the fact, it's not only Mishum Shashtakal, it's also a religious ritual. It has to be Begam Vele Balaila, it has to be Mokum Kodesh, a lot of this dinim. But it's also to get rid of the Yisra Hano. And Mimela, if it, with the Mineinu Inyan, it says in that, but HD Sarf, it says in Yisra Hano. It says a remedy for the Yisra Hano, but that implies that there is an Yisra Hano. So that's number one. Yeah, Ula Yesh, Lutchak. But that's, I thought, an indication. And then indication number two is from the fact that when I do burn Kachim Tmeim, Kachim Sulam, the Isra Anah does go away. The Mishnah says that Kachim Shinitmu are listed in the Nisrofim. And the Gemara says that the Nisrofim Afan Mutter. It's Mashmah that Kachim also have the din that Nisrofim Afan Mutter. The Shreifa takes off the Isra Anah. If the Shreifa was only a religious ritual that had nothing to do with the Isra Anah, then why would it take off the Isra Anah? Those nikbar for basar b'chalav, if you burn it, the efer is also. Normally, so I know if you burn them, the efer remains also. The nisrofim is a special din. Pesach nasim mitzvosim is a special din. The isra anah goes off. Well, that special din, it's only true if the purpose of the shreif is to take off the isra anah. But if the purpose of the shreif is just to fulfill some kind of religious ritual, but it's nothing to do with taking off the isra anah, why would it take off the isra anah? I told you that was Rav Chaim's yisoid, that the din of Sreifa only takes off the Isra'na if it's directed to the Isra'na. So for the very fact that the Sreifa of Kachim takes off the Isra'na is an indication that it's also addressed to the Isra'na. So Sreifa's Kachim maybe has two dinim. It has a din takal, it's a religious ritual, it's Bayoyim and it's Apalailo and so on. But it's not only a religious ritual, it also takes off the takal. It also takes off the Isra'na. So maybe we could say that maybe Truma Tameo is learned to have from Kachim. So Rashi says Mishum Takolo. Rashi doesn't mean that it's not learned to have from Kachim. Avad is learned to have from Kachim. But Rashi means the limud from Truma Tameo from Kachim is not in the religious ritual Shabbat. Because it's not the same. First of all, Kachim, the Sreif is B'mokim Kodesh. You don't have anything analogous by Truma. And it's B'yon V'lei B'laylo. Truma Tameo you can burn B'laylo. It's a Mishnah Mefereshes. In Truma is in that they would be madak truma tmeya b'mavuay sa'afelos. They would use it for streetlights where the kayanim live. It was burnt by Lila. I b'yoyim b'lei b'Lila. The answer is the limud from kachim to truma tmeya is not in the religious ritual shabbat. That's only by kachim. The limud is only in the shash takolah shabbat. The shash, the shreifa that's midin shash takolah, the yad by kachim tmeya, that will not the truma tmeya. That's what Rashi means by Mishum Takal. Yeah, Yesh Lisha, how do we know? Maybe the limit is for the religious ritual too, and then it would be Vayom V'Lei B'Lailo. Any of that. But nonetheless, maybe that's the pshat in the Rashi. And then we go back to along the lines that I said before, that we're learning after, it is learned out from Kachim. We're making better as the Va'id. First, Rashi says that it's Mitikri Kodesh. Rashi, the Oid Mishum Takal is the Sefes, because Rashi is explaining, but it's not mamish like Kachim. Like Kachim is dinim b'yom v'leilah and so on. It's a religious ritual. That we're not learning after Truma Tumeya. What we're learning after Truma Tumeya is that the chash takol of Truma Tumeya requires Shreifa. That's learned out from Kachim. And again, how do we know to be mechalak? I'm not sure. But that's learned out from Kachim. And mimela, even though by Truma there's no din b'yom v'leilah, but there is a din that the chash takol is Shreifa. That has a chumrah. They're not allowed to bury it. Because the Torah is machmir in the shash takala, it also has a kula that afen also that afen mutter. Because if the Torah said that the remedy is to burn it, then that tells me that that's the nivana straw from afen mutter. So it has a kula and a chumah. That's what's learned afen from kachim. Mele, everything's still good. The oidim mishum takala doesn't mean stamed in the rabbanon. Stamed in the rabbanon. So why not bury it like basu b'chalav? It means no. That's learned out from kaidish. But what's learned out from kaidish is the din shash takala shabai, not the din. The you know by b'makom kadosh by the b'gan b'malayim, not the ma'aser shreifa, not the avodah of a ma'aser shreifa. That's not analogous to tumah, but the shash takala, yeah, there's no avodah by tumah. There's no avodah shreifa by tumah. That's only by kachim. But the shash takala shabai, that we learn out from kachim to tumah, and that's the Rashi in Beitza that is achmana achshava malacha, because it does go under the heading of HD sarif, and therefore it's considered to be malacha, and you can give it to behema, because le'inyan zeh. Giving it to a behemoth is the same thing. For the religious ritual of Yom V'Loi B'Laila and Mokum Kaddish and so on, giving it to behemoth is not going to cut it. If you need a Maisa Shreifa by Mokum Kaddish and Bayoyim and so on, it has to conform to what it says in Torah. So giving it to behemoth is not that. But that's not the limit to Truma. The limit to Truma from Kachim is not for that. Kachim could be B'Laila. The limit to Truma rather could be B'Laila. The limit is only in the Shash Takola Shabbat. That means in Lagavi the Shash Takola, it's like Kachim. That the chash takol is removed with shreifa. So there is makbid in the chash takol of kachim that they should be burned, and the melech the efer is mutter. So that's the limit of the truma as well. that it has a din of Sreifa, and therefore its Eifer is, you have to burn it, and that takes off the Takala, and the Eifer is Mutter. And that's the limud, and that's what Rashi means in Beit Sadaf, in Beit Sadaf. That's the second stage. So that makes it better already. What's the Va'id? The Va'id is not, it's a Tesefis that is explaining that the limud is not for the Avoid of Sreifa, but only for the Chash Takal of the Sreifa, the Din Sreifa that's to take off the Yisra'ana. By the way, I'll tell you, Yushalmi, this is Yushalmi in Shabbos Perek Beis. Yushalmi asks, Yushalmi Taka asks, how can you burn Truma Tmeya Balaila when Kodshim are only Nisra Bayan Vilay Balaila? Yushalmi thinks that maybe it is a religious ritual by Truma Tmeya, and it asks, why is it, how can you, who is Hamafela, is that Mishnah? Yushalmi asks, how can you burn it by night? Kodshim is only burned by day, not by night. So the Yishami answer is that it's going like the Man Da'omer that Kodshim could be burnt at night also, Shalei Bizman. Only the first day, the Yom HaShlishi has to be by day, not the night before. But once it's already nice there, you could burn a Ben Bayom of Ben Balayla. So I'm married to Yishami. The Babli Abai can't hold the way. The Babli holds it that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer to Yishami. The Babli's in Yivamus, I basically that the Babli says that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer to Rabbi Lozer, and everybody agrees that Kodshim is only Bayom Vilei Balayla. But the Mishnah says the Truma Tmei is Balayla. So the kasha that Yishami is, the Babli is still shver. Hakoch, you have to say that the Babli holds that the limud from truma, from kachim to truma tumei is only for the chash takol shavai, but not mitzad the avoid of sreifa. The din bayom v'malayla is the avoid of sreifa. That's only by kachim. That's not learned after truma. What's learned out from kachim to truma is only the chash takol shavai, and that there's no difference bayom and that there's no difference bayom between yom and laila. Not only is there no difference between yom and laila, there's no difference between sreifa and achilis behema. As long as there's a bayom and a olam, so you fulfill the Torah's concern of Dilma Ashkechlu, the Rashi in the Mishnah and Temura, and that's also part of the picture. The Rashi in Temura, that it's from Lo Yikavru, Rabbi Craig says, because it's Xeris HaKosov. And Rashi says, Dilma Ashkechlu. The Torah says, the Xeris HaKosov is the Torah's Machmer Lechash Takola. And that's the limit to Truma Tmeya, that there also the Torah's Machmer Lechash Takola. So you have to have Strefa not Kvur, but to give it to Behemoth is just as good, because in Lechash Takola, giving it to Behemoth is a Bir Min Olam. It's exactly the same as Strefa. Kamer in the first stage of what we're talking about. So it goes in, so this is the Tesefis on top of that. Okay, we're going to stop here. I still have more to say on this Rashi. So that'll be tomorrow. Have a Tosefta tomorrow. It's very negated to the Mishnah in Temura. Could I see the Mishnah in Temura with the Rashi inside? And take a look at the Rashi, the last Mishnah in Temura. Take a look at the Rashi in the Mishnah in Temura, the way he explains Truma Tmeya. Very, very cryptic. There's Agoy Sagra in some of the Gemaras, in the Oiz V'Hod Gemaras in the back, they have Agoy Sagra. Not on the page, but later, but afterwards, and he talks about that Rashi, also cryptic, what he's saying. So that's, I think that's important. And yeah, so I have some further machshavas about this Rashi. And then take a look at Rashi by us on Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, Shema Mino Tlas. And Shema Mino, Rabbi Kiva, Ozein Bir Chometz El Esreifa. So Rashi says, because if it wouldn't be Besreifa, then you could give it to a behemoth. So it could be b'tezvav. Maybe your mission is b'tezvav. You give it to a behema. But since Rabbi Kiva holds it's b'sreifa, so Rashi sounds like he's saying, so you can't give it to a behema. So that's a question. Why can't you give it to a behema? Rashi and Beitza says, Truma is also learned out from Kachim, and you could give it to a behema. So why is Chometz any different? This is the Tzlach's Kasha. So Chayim are busy with that. I think that is going to be negeh to this whole discussion. Okay. That's the tie-in, at least part of the tie-in to Arasugya, is that Rashi. So even though we've been doing things that are not so much in Arasugya, but the tie-in is for the Rashi Nomad base. Okay, very good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.